Hi, I'm Steve Todd, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ, a radio program focused on learning more about the musicians that are entertaining you around Waterloo Region. We're featuring your favorite local singer, guitar player, or drummer, learning how they got started, influences, funny stories about past gigs, and upcoming performances. You'll also hear some great recordings of their work. In addition, we'll be learning about others in the music industry that are helping to maintain a vibrant music scene. This is Musicians FAQ. Well, good morning, everybody. It's Steve Todd, and thanks a lot for listening into Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS. And today's episode is part two of our interview with Kevin Westphal. And this is a new thing for us. We started doing this by Skype because of the COVID-19 social distancing. So we've had a few little glitches with sound quality, but all in all, we're still able to put on a pretty good show. We're happy with it. Last time we heard several songs by Kevin. In this episode, we're going to hear his story about his Lucknow song, his pickled egg song, and kind of a tribute to the farmers. And I also have some music of one of his watch parties. He recently did a watch party with a sort of a new thing these days now, because musicians can't play anywhere. So everybody's recording live using Facebook Live and creating a watch party. So we're going to hear a little bit of that as well. So let's catch up with Kevin Westphal.
The Lucknow song, after over a period of, call it 3 or 4, maybe 3 years, these songs all kind of staggered out one after another, right?
Yeah.
When I did the Lucknow song, it really something for me as an entertainer, something happened. I never really paid attention. I was writing these songs and I was just kind of recording and going with the flow. And then one night I go to, when I vacation every year, I'd go to, I love Midwestern Ontario. I love Lake Huron. So yeah. My wife and I, and my son, when he was a little gaffer, we used to go to the lake all the time. And, every year we'd drive up to the beach, we'd drive through Lucknow, Ontario. Right. And I always used to lean to the wife or lean to the back, and I'd say, "Well, we're in Lucknow now." And then I'd tell my son, you know how kids are always kind of, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" And I'd tell him, "Well, we're not too far from the lake." And I kind of thought nothing of it. And then one year on vacation, I was sitting up there, and I panned out the Lucknow song.
That's great.
And I thought nothing of it again. I thought, okay, this is kind of corny, you know, this is cool, but I like it, you know. And I said, but I'm not really from Lucknow, so I don't know if people will accept it or not. And then I sang it to, a good friend of mine. He plays drums on, he did a lot of the drum work on my recordings. His name's Grant Haywood.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know that name.
Grant's played with several acts. He's one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet. Him and I write songs, and we just talk songwriting all the time. And one summer I was sitting with him and I said, "Grant, what do you think of this?" And I sang a little bit of the Lucknow song to him. And he says, "Kevy, you better record it." So there we were that summer. I rounded up the boys. I said, "Hey, Al, grab your guitar."
Come on down.
A buddy of mine, Kenny Archer. I don't know if you know Kenny.
I don't think I've ever met him, but the name's really familiar.
Kenny's like Al. You know, these guys can peck anything from their nose to their toes.
Yep.
Kenny came down and played guitar, and we recorded the Lucknow song, right? And we went out, shot shooting the video was another story. A buddy of mine, Randy Wyatt, he shot a lot of these videos for me. But he also played piano with the Saltwater Cowboys back in the day.
Okay.
And he liked to record these videos. So after we had recorded the song, we grabbed the video equipment and we went to Lucknow, and we basically walked up and down Main Drag. Yeah. And everybody who owned a shop, like, it didn't take me too long to realize that the people there are fantastic, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you tell anybody in advance that you're writing the song then, or
no?
Township know or nothing?
I wrote it, recorded it, and then we showed up there with a little camera, little camera crew, and Randy and I, we had like a, you know, we walked up and down main drag with cameras, and when we got there, there was a cop. He said, "What are you guys doing?" He said, "We're here to film. We're here to film a video."
Yeah.
He says, "What's the song called?" And I said, "Well, it's called Lucknow." And he said, "Well, what's it about?" And I said, "Lucknow." Okay. He said, "Oh, right on." He says, "Have fun." And he kind of left us be. And then we walked up and down the main street, and we were telling everybody how we wrote a song about Lucknow, and I met some new friends, and we had a couple beers, and we shot this video. And we went home and put it all together and threw it up on the internet. And, you know, lo and behold, you know, I think between YouTube and Facebook, I think it racked up about 50,000.
Oh, for sure.
Just in that time. But what I didn't realize, what CKNX Radio, and I think The Bull, there's some different people. There's a station up in Owen Sound, 94.7, a countryside. They spun it a few times, and it only took a few times. And that, now I'm not known as the Canuck. They were calling me the Lucknow guy.
We packed up the car, we went for a drive, we were looking for the lake off 85. We could get there quicker and save some time. I know a shortcut off Highway 9. We went down through the field, came up through the bush, took it down where the rhubarb grows. We hung a right at the flashing light and a left at the fork in the road. We came to a farm and we drove through the barn, took the laneway down by the cows. I hollered to the back, "Where are we, Jack?" He said, "You're in Lucknow now." "Where?" "Lucknow now, Lucknow now. Where are we now? Lucknow now. Now we all know now when we're in Lucknow. We can't be far from the lake." I got turned around, and then I found another shortcut we could take. I found Hanover and Walkerton, Harrison and Palmerston, but still couldn't find the lake. We took the highway in between them and headed back to Wingham. I knew we were getting close now. Everyone said the lake was up ahead and we would soon be in Lucknow. Where? Lucknow now, Lucknow now. Where are we now? Lucknow now, now we all know now, and we're in Lucknow. We can't be far from the lake. Well, all of a sudden, a change in the breeze, and the color blue was peeking through from behind the trees. We had found the lake, and we weren't sure how, but we finally knew we were in Lucknow. Now, no, Lucknow, now. Where? Lucknow now, Lucknow now. Where are we now? Lucknow now. Now we all know now, and we're in Lucknow. We can't be far from the lake. When you're heading for a drive up 85, there are 100 different ways you can take.
Yes,
but we all know now, when we're in Lucknow, we can't be far from the lake. Now we all know now, when we're in Lucknow, we can't be far from the lake. Everybody,
Lucknow now, Lucknow now. Where are we now? Lucknow now.
Now we all know now, when we're in Lucknow, we can't be far from the lake. No, we're not too far from the lake. We can't be far from the lake.
Hi, I'm Jacob Beck from Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
What was really cool is after I recorded that song, I took a little break from playing. I didn't do a whole lot for, call it a year and a half or 2 years. And I got invited to Lucknow to sing that song in front of a field of people, right?
Oh, that is that for the their big festival, their big country?
It wasn't that, but it was something similar to that. They had, it was at the community center. It was a big crowd, the beer tent, the whole bit, right? And they were telling everybody, well, the Lucknow guy is here. And I went out on stage and I thought I'd sing a couple of my other songs first. And I had a little band with me at the time. I had a gentleman by the name of Bill Braun on guitar. Oh, yeah. You know Billy?
Billy? I know. I worked with him at Canadian Tire, the old one on King Street in Kitchener, back when I was 16. So that's many, many, many years ago.
Yeah. And
I bought an amp. Actually, I still have an amp that I bought off him back then. So.
Yeah, it's funny, eh?
Yeah, wow.
But Billy, he was available, and he jumped in and played guitar. And then I had Grant Haywood back on the drums, and I was strumming a guitar. It was a throw-together thing. And it was funny because I went out in front of this crowd, and I sang the Timmy tune, and not one person clapped. What the hell? I could hear crickets. I could hear crickets in the cornfield. Then I thought, okay, here's one about gas prices. So I sang the gas song. I could hear crickets in the cornfield. You know, about one guy in the back kind of clapped his hands and thought, okay, this is turning into a flop here. Then I was getting ready to sing Pucknut Daddy or the Timmy tune or something, and some guy all sunburnt and drunk the back of the field, he just yells at the top of his lungs, play that Lucknow song.
Yep.
And we went into it, and I got about a second into the song, and call it, I forget what the attendance was of the crowd. It was a big crowd. They sang it with me word for word.
Oh, wow.
And my jaw dropped. I looked at Grant. I looked at Grant on stage, and he's looking at me like, well, Kevy, they know the song. So we did it once, and we had a really nice round of applause after that. And then they wanted to do it again. So we sang it a second time. This time I didn't sing. I just strummed the guitar and the whole field sang it. And I had one of those moments, like I'll never forget it. It totally blew me away.
Oh, like, for sure.
I thought, what the heck is going on here, you know? And then we did it a third time.
Oh, you're kidding. That's crazy.
We did it a third time. And I thanked everybody, and we walked off the stage, and everybody left. they didn't want to hear nothing else. They didn't want to talk about nothing else. They just wanted to hear that one song, eh?
Well, it's probably still played at every time they have an old boys reunion or anything like that. I'm sure it's the main song. So,
what happened about a year or two after I did that recording? When I go out and I play, in these little venues, like I could be at a Legion, or I could be in a little bar, a tavern, or a little, like a pub or whatever. People, when I sing these songs, people sing along. So I know they must have heard it somewhere.
Yeah,
they
sure.
Heard them, or they know the word. Like, but it never happened 15 years ago. It's just something that has started over the last 5 or 6 years when I'm out playing.
That's great.
The people seem to know the songs. Like, it's weird. Like, it's weird when it's very humbling when I'm out playing, you know, when I hear people singing the Lucknow song or, you know, they sing word for word to the Timmy song, or I never expected any of that. Right.
That's awesome.
It's just humbling. Right.
Yeah.
All right, so many musicians these days are doing watch parties on Facebook just because there's no place to play during the COVID-19 social distancing this period of time. So Kevin did one. And so I'm just going to play a couple of odds and ends throughout this hour of parts of his watch party. So this is the old Stompin' Tom Sudbury Saturday Night song.
Hey, a little Stompin' Tom Connors for you here, folks. Are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinko. We think no more of inko on a Sudbury Saturday night. Their glasses, they will tickle and their eyes begin to twinkle. And we think no more of inko on a Sudbury Saturday night. Yeah, with Irish Jim O'Connell there and Scotty Jack McDonald, there's Hunky Fred or her still getting tight, but that's alright. There's happy German Fritzy there with Frenchie and Tipsy, and even Joe the Gypsy knows it's Saturday tonight. When Marianne and Mabel come to join us at the table and tell us how the bingo went tonight, we'll look a fright. And if they won the money, we'll be lapping up the honey, cause everything is funny for it's Saturday tonight. Yeah, the girls are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinko. We think no more of inko on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tickle when our eyes begin to twinkle. And we think no more of inko on a Sudbury Saturday night. Here we go. We'll drink the loot we borrowed and recuperate tomorrow, cause everything is wonderful tonight. We had a good night. We ate the delicate pickle and we forgot about the nickel, and everybody's tickled for it's Saturday tonight. Yeah, the songs that they'll be singing, they might be wrong, but they'll be ringing, and all the lights in town are shining bright. We had a good night. We'll get to work on Monday. Tomorrow's only Sunday, and we're out to have a fun day, for it's Saturday tonight. Here we go. The girls are out to bingo, and the boys are getting stinko. We think no more of inko on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tickle when their eyes begin to twinkle. We think no more of inko on a Sudbury Saturday night. We think no more of inko on a Sudbury Saturday night.
I think that deserves a beer. What do you think? Oh, mercy sakes.
Why don't you talk about the pickled egg song? So this is probably the most recent one. So it's 2020. I'm guessing you wrote it last year, 2019 maybe. And yeah. I recognize a bunch of people on the video.
I wrote the pickled egg song about a year ago now.
Yeah.
I kind of do writing in spurts. I don't know. Do you write at all, or
a little bit? Not. I should get into it a lot more. But once in a while, something will hit me, and I'll run off on it.
That's basically how it. Like with me, I go. I'll sit down and go, okay, I got to write 5 or 6 songs here, and I'll when I get my head into it.
Yeah.
I might write 10, but 3 of them I'll think about recording. Right. Like I have. And I don't have a plan. So about a year ago, I sat down, I wasn't working, and I had a few months to myself, and I just fired up a microphone and started recording stuff in the basement, writing stuff. And I was set to record some other material. And then one night, sitting here out of silliness, I wrote this pickled egg song. So I put all my other ideas on hold, and I grabbed some local guys. There's a gentleman that doesn't live too far from where I am. His name's Fred Smith.
Oh yeah, I know Fred too.
Yeah, Fred is just a great guy. Fantastic, probably one of the smartest musicians I know.
Yeah. He used to have a studio as well. I don't know if he still does, but he had
the Fred Smith recording studio.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
It's sort of like a home studio, but beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah.
I met him, and he understands, like Fred did a lot of writing himself. Fred's the king of radio and television advertising. This guy's written thousands of jingles, right? Yeah. I'm happy about the 15 I wrote. Well, Fred would write 15 in a day at one time, right?
Yeah.
But he understands what I'm about. So I felt comfortable going into his studio, and I'm glad I did. And that's where we recorded the Pickled Egg song, right? We had the silly idea. I was playing in the Legion one day, and it was one of these deals where there was some dead air on stage, and I started talking about who had the best pickled eggs at all the Legions I played at. And I noticed that I had everyone's attention. and I thought, okay, well, we need a pickled egg song, right? So I wrote that, and I went over to Fred's and recorded it. And a gentleman by the name of Mike Weber sat in on Steel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and,
some of my recordings in the past, Doug Dietrich played most Steel. And then on the Pickled Egg song, Mike was available that day. So Mike is just, it was such a treat to have him jump and play.
For me, I stood right beside him playing violin and guitar, just what he filled in with my band. And it was a treat to play with him.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to see him in the studio, how these guys work, is one thing. And on some of these recordings, all the fiddle tracks that I have done on there, that was all done by Shane Gouzet.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And you want to see these guys in the studio, how they work. Like Shane, I can't wait to record again just to get him to come in and play the fiddle. These guys are so bloody good. You know, so many good musicians in this area. It blows my mind. It's like Kitchener is a hub. Kitchener, Waterloo, Guelph, Cambridge is a hub for these musicians, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we went in and we cut the Pickled Egg song. Yeah. And, Mark Parnell jumped in on the drums.
I think do you have Dwayne King? Did you have? I know he's in the video. I don't know if he actually played.
Dwayne was actually in the video. He didn't play on the recording. He was in the video, right?
Okay. Yep.
It's kind of a story with Dwayne. I said, well, when we were shooting the video to that, I need somebody to sit in on bass for in the video. And he said, I'll do it. And he came down. I'm glad he did, because the video wouldn't have been the same without him. He really made it, you know?
Yep. Excellent.
But in that that session when we were recording that, like Fred, he did a great job. We put it together, and we put it up on YouTube. And
every club room sells them. They're usually found at the bar, right next to the Pepperettes. You can always find a jar. Well, they're calling my name, but I feel the pain from the wife when she nags. You see, my baby won't care if I drink beer, but she hates when I eat pickled eggs. She says, darling, they make you belch and burp. They're gross and they smell. They keep you up all night, a farting up the storm. You make the bedroom stink like hell. Oh, and I open the jar. She stands back far. She turns white, holds her breath, and she gags. You see, my baby won't care if I drink beer, but she hates when I eat pickled eggs. So you better take your pillow and your blankie and yourself all downstairs. And if I were you, I'd take at least one or two, maybe three pairs of underwear. You won't fart and snore in our bed no more. And if you do, you can pack your bags. You see, my baby won't care if I drink beer, but she hates when I eat pickled eggs. says, darling, they make you belch and burp. They're gross and they smell. You keep me up all night, farting up a storm. You make our bedroom stink like hell. Oh, and I open the jar. She stands back far. She turns white, holds her breath, and she gags. You see, my baby won't care if I drink beer, but she hates when I eat pickled eggs. Honey, I totally understand. Oh, my baby won't care if I drink beer, but she hates when I eat pickled eggs.
That song actually got played. Radio wouldn't touch it over here, eh? But over, there's some stations in Europe that like it.
Yeah.
And there's some stations, I did a radio program, and I talked to a radio jock in England.
Oh, okay.
And I said to them, do you think the Queen likes pickled eggs? And I told her, I said to the radio jock, I said, thank the Queen from Canada for the, apparently pickled eggs, they come from England.
Okay.
During the early 1800s, they used to put them, boil eggs, put them in a jar of vinegar, and they sold them in the pubs in England. Yeah. Then after World War I, Canada kind of adopted them from England, and they made their way into the legions and stuff over here. And that's sort of the significance when you go into a legion, you see a pickled egg, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to thank the Queen for that. So I said to the radio personality over in England, I said, next time you're talking to the Queen, tell her Canada, you know, thank, we love her more than ever. And I thank her for the, sure the Canuck, you know, says thanks for the pickled egg recipe, right?
Yeah. That's awesome. So you didn't get the HR department of the Pickled Egg Association of Canada didn't write you a letter, right?
No, but it's fun. I'll tell you, it's a fun song to sing live when we do it live. I've played it in the Legions a few times, and I've played it with people, and they laugh like hell, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, got the farting noises in there and everything, too.
Yeah. I don't know what, like, again, where the song came from. I just sat down with a pen, and something jumped into my head. And I get ideas when I'm on stage, right?
Yeah, for sure. No, good for you. That's awesome. So,
That was the last one we did.
Yeah.
All right, here's another song from Kevin's Watch Party. It's Stomp and Tom Connors, the hockey song. If you listen to part one, you know that Kevin wrote Puck Knock Daddy. He's a big hockey fan, big Leaf fan, and also a Stomp and Tom fan. So this is kind of fitting in both ways. All right, enjoy.
So we do some more Stomp and Tom. It is Saturday. I think we should do some Stomp and Tom again. All right. Oh, hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension goes and the whistle blows and the puck goes down the ice. And the goalies jump and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Ah, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey game. Where players dash with skates aflash, well, the home team trails behind. Well, they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. Well, they storm the crease like bumblebees. Well, they travel like a burning flame. There you see them slide that puck inside. It's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey game. Third period. Yeah. Last game of the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink.
Well, a final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. Well, the puck is in, the Leafs will win the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name here is a good old hockey game. Oops. Son of a bitch. Oh, we're having fun. Look at all these people here tonight. This is great.
Hi, this is Benita Vanderpass from Tavistock, Ontario. I'm listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. Keep on keeping on.
Like I said, I never set out. Like, I just kind of stumbled into this little act, right?
No, that's great though. It's neat that you, because you have a real talent. And like I said before too, with just watching your videos, you're really personable on screen as well too. So,
well, thank you. I didn't realize it at the time, but now that I'm a bit older and I'm kind of a little bit more tuned in with what's going on.
Yeah.
I connect, like this thing has connected with people. I can get up in front of a crowd of farmers and talk about farming, sing the Timmy tune, or I could be up in Godrich at the lake in the Legion and sing the Lucknow song, or I could be in Belleville at the Legion and sing, you know, in the playoffs and sing Puck Not Daddy.
Yeah.
Like I've developed it took 15 years, but I know who my audience is now.
Yeah.
I never paid attention to that. I never gave it any thought. And I think once you know who your audience is,
yeah,
it helps you as a writer. You know, like I can remember when the Stomper was still alive, we were sitting there having a beer, and I never thought much of it at the time, but now that he's dead and gone, and I think about my experiences with him, I remember him saying, you know, just keep writing, do your thing, and the people will put you where you need to be. And I thought, you know, that's pretty cool advice coming from a guy like him, you know?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
I had a lot of cool I got to know him really, really well, and I thought nothing of it at the time, but now years later, I look back, I reflect on it, and it was a pretty cool experience knowing him, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, why don't you talk a little bit about like right now? Because I know you're playing with Jim Otterbein. You got the Crack or the trying to think of the name of your band, Crack Canoe.
Crack Canoe. Jim and I. Well, yeah. About 2 years ago, for some weird reason now, the economics with music, nobody wants to hire a full band anymore.
Yeah, no, it's a problem.
So Jim and when I first met Jim, we were, you remember Gordy Tapp?
Oh, yeah.
Jim and I got hired with the CKNX Barn Dance back, I want to say it was probably, could have even been in the 90s. We were in the house band that backed up Gordy Tapp. That's how long I've known Jim.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked to each other since. And about 3 years ago, I ran into him. Long story short, we met on a music site online or Kijiji or one of these things, something to do with music. And we reunited on who we were. And I said, what are you doing for work? He said, well, nothing. Why don't we get together? We'll try doing a little two-piece thing. So we put this little two-piece band together. Jim sings his own stuff, and I kind of sing my own thing. And he can play guitar and bass, and I can play a bit of the fiddle. And we have a drum machine, and we kind of just between the two of us.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, we cover whatever. We do whatever, right?
Yep.
And we've been doing that ever since. Jim's he's a really good country singer.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I could sit and listen to Jim sing all night, you know. I enjoy him and I, up until this COVID-19, we were looking, this summer was going to probably be a really good musical summer.
Hopefully by June or something, things will get back into it. They said May still be bad, but hopefully things will get better. But I play with Jim as well too. So up in Seaforth, and I think he came out to an open mic as well. So I've gotten to know him a little bit too.
Yeah, we do. We've had a lot of fun. We started doing these little leads, just the two of us, you know, and I don't want to say it, it's just silly. Like, we set up, we have a little list of tunes, we start telling jokes, we sing about pickled eggs, and Jim will, like, the material he sings, we'll go from one thing to the breaking out the fiddle to, like, we just have fun, right?
And well, that's what people want, you know.
Yeah,
especially Legion and stuff. People just want to come out and be entertained, and you guys, I imagine, are quite entertaining too. Like, not the music would be good, but you're also going to put on a show and make people happy. So
yeah, we really enjoy it. And I think that's what you have to. If you're not enjoying it, people they see this, right?
Yeah.
And we when I started doing with this with Jim, we started doing these small jobs, and we were playing around, having fun. And then my eyes, again, they opened up because I couldn't get over the people that were coming out that, you know, were sitting in the back row yelling, Pucknut Daddy, or sing the pickled egg song, or, you know, like, these people where we play, they, sometimes we don't know the audience, but they know the material, right? So it's just kind of cool. And I don't know where it's headed or what we're doing. I'm going to keep recording, and My only plan is to have fun and enjoy it.
Sure.
And I love being around my friends doing this stuff, right? Like, it's just fun, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the right attitude, especially now. Like, it's so hard to make money. And then even right now with what's going on with this virus, music is such a thing that everybody can kind of grasp around. So.
All right. Well, here's Jim Otterbein and Kevin with their band Cracked Canoe.
Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason, going home, making love, but now I don't. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting soul, and drinking. Got no reason now, going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Swift and the rain won't lift. Gate won't close the way that's froze. Get your mind off wintertime, cause you ain't going nowhere. Hey, do we ride me high? Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Whoa, we gonna fly down in my easy chair. Me a flute and a gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, cause you ain't going nowhere. Hey, do you ride me high? Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Whoa, we gonna fly down in my easy chair.
Said, folks, let's get wet, there's no sense being fuzzy. Oh, big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. We'll dress them up with Heinz ketchup. Ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes. Well, he went down to Windsor Town and bought a ring on Monday. Saturday, he said, okay, we'll cut the cake on Sunday. Sunday came and what a shame. Well, they had no one to fetch it. Without a cake, they just sat and ate potato chips and ketchup. Oh, big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. Yeah, we'll dress them up with Heinz ketchup. Ketchup loves potatoes.
The first time we met is a favorite memory of mine. They say time changes all it pertains to, but your memory is stronger than time. And I guess everything does change except you choose to recall. There's a million good daydreams to dream on, but baby, you are my favorite memory of all.
I think of the people that I've got to work with and the people I've met, and these musicians that play on my recordings. I've got, call it a pool of about 12 different guys. Some guys, when they're not available, the other guy will help me. But to have these local musicians that have played on these recordings, guys like Al Widmeyer, Mark Parnell and Bill Braun and Fred Smith and even Gary Fady, I think he was on your show. He played drums on one of my songs or a couple of them.
Back. Well, he was in your band, right? He was in Saltwater Cowboys.
These guys, like two blocks from me, like I said, I could call Shane Gouzet. He'll jump in. Like, these guys don't have time for an old Canuck like me, but they always seem to make time. I'm very lucky. I'm flattered that these guys would help me. Grant Haywood, the guy's played on, I don't know how many hours he's got tied up in my recordings in the studio and whatnot. And these guys like Fred, who own these studios, and Dave McLaren, they've taken the time for me over the years.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for that, you know, like,
that's awesome. Yeah.
And that's what makes me want to record. I can't wait to see these guys again. So I want to quick write something just to get off the studio, right?
That's awesome. Okay.
With the Farmer's song, when I wrote that, I really was serious. I was in it started out as a poem. And yep. It was getting on farming season, and I was going to pitch it to Foodland Ontario.
Okay.
I think that year they ended up using, remember that jingle, good things grow.
Oh.
You're right. Okay. I didn't write that, but it was in around that era, and I was hoping that maybe they'd be interested in what I did here, right? I wrote that farming song as an actual poem.
Yeah.
And then I thought, hey, I'm going to put music to that. And you know your buddy Bill Braun.
Yeah.
He owned a studio in town here. And I recorded that over there. And I said, I got a poem here. Let's kind of put some music down to it. But when I wrote that, I was in a real patriotic mood. I felt like we need to remind people that Canada is the best country in the world for farming. You know, and we take advantage of that. Like, I know America this and Europe that and all, you know, but like everything grows in Canada. We get no credit for it. The best fish in the world, the best corn in the world, the best wheat in the world. You know, we've got oil here. We've got lobster. We've got the best timber wood. It goes on and on. Canada grows the best marijuana. I'm not an advocate. I'm not here, but it's just the reality. Talk to people who smoke it, Canada's marijuana is pretty much the best, you know. And I felt like we needed to a song to remind, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's how that song came.
There's a reason why we have lots to eat. From fruit and vegetables to eggs, fish, and meat. You see, no matter where you turn or where you go, in Canada, anything can grow. From the East Coast, straight on out through the West. Our farmers always produce the best. And a reputation to the world is well known. That if it's from Canada, it's well grown. Here's to our farmers. And here's to our land. And here's to Mother Nature, who holds us in her hands. For those who have forgotten, it's time to remind everyone that when it comes to farming, Canada's number one. Throughout Quebec, straight across Ontario, is where the world's best crops naturally grow. And from our water, the seafood is the best, with the greatest taste, it's always fresh. We grow corn, barley, and alfalfa, and we grow wheat. There's chickens and pigs and goats and cows and sheep. There's grapes and apples and peaches and pears and plums. When it comes to farming, Canada is number one. Here's to our farmers. Here's to our land. And here's to Mother Nature, holds us in her hands. So for those who have forgotten, it's time to remind everyone that when it comes to farming, Canada is number one. Yeah, we're number one.
what I've went through in the last 20 years doing this little shtick.
Yeah.
I've had a lot, like, it's kind of silly. Like, I never set out to do this. Eh? Like, I just kind of stumbled into it.
Yeah.
And I've had some pretty good success with it, right? And it never got documented. So when you approached me about doing this, it was really exciting because sure. for me personally, I'll have this recording of this interview, and it'll be great promo for me. You know, like a lot of the stuff I've done was the success in around when I had the success with this. The internet music sharing and this type of thing wasn't available at that time.
No, not at all. No.
So there. It's kind of funny, like when I did the Gas song,
yeah,
it like that song got played all around the world, man.
Yeah.
But because we weren't on the internet, I didn't even know it got played around the world till about 5 years later when I got a royalty check, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, and they sent me I'd have to dig it. It's hanging up on the wall here. I kind of framed it, but that Gasoline song started out on Channel 12 here. Yeah. And it got played in 22 countries around the world. I didn't know this till 2006 when I got an international royalty check. Right?
And how much was gas back then? Like 50 cents or something, probably. Right?
It went from 50 cents to like 79, and everybody in the country flipped out. And you know, there's always stuff going on. I'm doing stuff with Al, or we're playing up. Al and I were looking at doing some stuff. We were actually going to go out to PEI.
Oh wow! Okay, yeah.
Like I do a lot of Stomp and Tom songs, eh?
Yeah.
And Al gets approached. They'll say, "You want to?" We get approached to do shows, but they want me to sing Stomp and Tom songs, right?
Yeah.
And we were gonna go to that festival they have in PEI.
Okay.
At Skinner's Pond School, where Tom was from, and we were gonna tour out and hit a few leads. But none of that's not going to happen now, right?
Yeah, that's too bad. It's crazy, but anyway, we'll see. I know Al as well. I played with him a little bit. And so a lot of the people that you've mentioned, I've known, so it's kind of neat that we finally kind of connected.
Oh, it's a small world, man.
Yeah, for
sure. You know, we were going to play, too, in April at the Belmore Maple Sugar Festival.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Big-time event, and... Yeah. They wanted Canadiana, so we were going to go out. I was playing the fiddle, I'd play the guitar, sing some Stomp and Tom, and then we were they want the Lucknow song because Belmore's not far from Lucknow, right?
Yes, right near Melbourne, I guess, right? Yeah,
so
I know. Yeah.
Got all excited to do that, and well, that got canceled.
Oh, yeah, that's a shame. So okay.
Right on, bro.
Okay.
Thanks, eh?
All right, that concludes part two with Kevin Westphal. Please try to check him out once bars and restaurants open again. He often plays with a two-piece band called Crack Canoe at local Legions. Going to end off with two songs by local artists. First one is sung by Gary Walsh. He used to live in Ayr. Now he's up in Orillia. And he's singing the John Prine classic Paradise. He's singing it to a man named Tom that has some severe disabilities. He can't get out of his home where he is up in Fergus. So thanks a lot for posting that, Gary. Next one is by Craig and Charlene Beck, and they often go to the Ridge in Roseville. And Craig and his son, Jake, have a band called The Janglers. And Craig and Charlene are singing the Dolly Parton classic, Coat of Many Colors. Till next time, it's Steve Todd. Thanks a lot for listening to Musicians FAQ.
Here's one for you, Tom. Old town, soft Box of